Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Righty, man, and that is Drake on Namibia's Heart and Soul in this beautiful Monday morning. And our time is exactly 12 minutes past 7 o'clock, which means it is time for us to have that really insightful conversation. And I think at this point, like, insightful and informative has become a buzz phrase for me, but you will not judge me, because what I'm saying right now, we're going somewhere with this and we are going to land somewhere with it, all right? A very good morning to you if you just tuned in right now, as I promised earlier on, because I'm also a woman of my word. Can you believe it? Today we're having a conversation with my Standard Bank family. All right. And last week, Thursday and Friday, I did inform you of this really great platform that they have come up with that is alongside the NEFA Academy, right? So the Standard Bank Growth Series has officially kicked off, or kicking off, actually. The deadline is today, and that's exactly why we are having this conversation today, all right? So I am joined by quick question before we introduce you, right? How does it feel to just be a beautiful black king on a Monday morning?
It feels awesome.
Does it feel good?
Absolutely awesome.
Okay. How was your weekend?
No, hectic, but good.
Good, hey?
But I started this morning listening to the kid show as well on the way.
Oh, Junior Fresh.
Junior Fresh.
I think, like, you guys actually love the babies more than you love Enesky and I at this point.
No. You guys are still our star.
Is that so? All right, so we're having a conversation right now that is with Arinze Okafor. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And you are the founder of NEFA Academy. And then also on the line, we are joined by Rodney Kutsia, who is also the head of SME at the Standard Bank itself. Good morning, Rodney. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Shekwan, Arenze, and the listeners. I'm doing well, thank you. And how are you guys?
We are fantastic, man. How is the weather up north?
The weather is fantastic. It's a great Monday. We are looking forward to a successful week. Yes.
All right. No, fantastic, man. So we're going to get right into this conversation right now, because I've been telling everyone about this platform. And I think sometimes people also just think that Shirin or Shekwan is just selling people dreams. I did not just give my government name, and I'm not selling dreams. All right. So, Rodney, we are going to start off with you with this conversation. I really just want to know from you, what motivated Standard Bank particularly to partner with the NEFA Academy on this growth series pilot?
No, thank you for the question. This is actually a platform that we have created under our CSI initiative to really look into empowering the small and medium enterprises. At Standard Bank, our purpose is clear. Namibia is our home. We drive hair growth.
Come on.
That the SMEs are the engine of Namibia's economic growth, job creation, and long-term prosperity. However, many of these businesses face barriers to accessing finance, access to markets, access to information asymmetry. But that structure, poor record keeping, and a lack of financial discipline. Therefore, we recognize that getting this gap requires more than just funding. It requires targeted mentorship, structured support, and investment readiness. That's why our partnership with NEFA is so important. Together, we are building a pipeline of high-potential SMEs across 7 to 10 regions, equipping them with skills, tools, and discipline to qualify for financing and grow sustainably. This initiative is fully aligned with our mission to enhance financial inclusion, de-risk lending, and empower Namibia's entrepreneurs with more than just capital, ensuring that they are having a foundation to thrive.
All right. So I think the one thing that I'm really excited about is also the fact that this is not limited only to Windhoek. Because I remember when I started talking about it on Thursday morning, because I was on your Instagram, I think the Standard Bank's Instagram on Wednesday night, right? And then I'm like, growth series, Wagwan, what are they working on? You know, and I came to actually talk about it on air, because I know that a lot of us, regardless of us having 8-to-5s, we do have side hustles, right? But the fact that you have not limited this to only Windhoek, because a lot of people did ask that question, I have to give you an air horn for that this morning. Rodney, it might be a little bit loud in your ear, but that air horn is for you and Standard Bank, all right? So right now I need to bring in Mr. Okafor, right? Could you please take a little bit of time right now to just introduce yourself and share NEFA's role in the NEFA Standard Bank Growth Series pilot? And how excited are you that this actually took off?
No, very, very much excited, Chikwane. Yeah. So good morning to you again and to your listeners. So I'm Arinze Okafor, and many who may know me, I'm also a corporate hustler.
You're a corporate hustler.
And
all
I really want to take on from what Chikwane mentioned in the sense that of side hustle. You need to not look down on side hustles.
Yes.
So NIFA was really founded in 2020. So it's really born out of a passion to build skills, whether you're an intern or a graduate, but more specifically, also to build an entrepreneurship mindset. So when we came together with Standard Bank, you see, this program is really going to touch, our KPI is 100 SMEs over 3 years.
Okay.
But I think the key thing about this is, as Rodney mentioned, it really focuses on the heart of entrepreneurship, which is also being self-driven, because you need grit, especially in Namibia, to survive. But I think the other key component is that with this program, the key focus is investment readiness. So it means as much as we will be taking through, you know, SMEs through the crux of entrepreneurship, the ultimate goal is to get you funding. And that's really where the program sort of comes together.
All right. So what would you say makes NIFA or Standard Bank's Blue Growth Series pilot different from any other, just any other entrepreneurship programs that we've had before in the space or in the market?
No, thank you for that. So I don't want to oversell, but I think sometimes you have to.
You have to. Yes.
So it's long-term in nature, but curated. And the key word, listeners, in plain English, not the rah-rah as good as Chikwane is, is targeted. And the beauty about this is we are attacking the entrepreneurs on both sides. We are building their entrepreneurship capacity. But also what listeners may not know is that the lucky SMEs will also walk away with Harvard-like certifications and Bloomberg certifications that are linked to financial literacy.
It's major.
And why that's major is because we wanna improve the profile of the entrepreneur, which makes him more bankable. And the last thing I want to add of why this is different is we are going to be doing psychometrics. Don't be afraid, but it's psychometrics that will allow each entrepreneur, especially the founders, to understand their strengths, their weaknesses, opportunities, and threats from a skills perspective.
Okay.
Which then allows us to plug those necessary gaps and make it a more well-rounded offering.
All right. So, Rodney, back to you. I really just want to know, how does this program contribute to Namibia's economic development? I mean, this is a conversation that's been top of mind. Everyone is looking for opportunities out there. So how does this program directly contribute to Namibia's economic development, in your opinion?
Okay, so what I would say is the SMEs are the catalyst of change. They are providing solutions in the societies that they are providing. So we say that the SMEs are the backbone of Namibia's economy, driving creation and innovation. So by enhancing their bankability, the Growth Series pilot supports the vision of 2030's goals of economic transformation. Through these workshops and targeted capacity building, we are building businesses that can access finance, scale their operations, create jobs, strengthen economic their economies, and fostering for sustainable growth. So what we say with this program is that it's not always that a business is successful just by getting funding, but with the financial literacy initiatives that we are taking on, they are empowered to be able to manage their businesses efficiently and to drive their business to scale from where they are to where they want to be. And this program is going to enable them to get funding from Standard Bank. As you mentioned, not only limited to Standard Bank clients, but all the other customers that are also potential customers that we can onboard. And we are looking forward to having these applications rolled out to everybody from all the regions across Namibia. And if it is successful, I believe more businesses will be benefiting, because it's not a once-off initiative, but it will be over a period of 3 years.
All right. So, Rodney, I think my biggest takeaway right now from what you just said is the fact that Standard Bank Namibia has all the money, and we just need to run to Standard Bank for the money. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Look no further. Please make contact with us. We are here to grow the drive of the entrepreneurs in Namibia.
Mm.
And therefore, we are urging the people to really apply and participate in this great initiative.
Oh, fantastic, man. So, Rodney, before I let you go, hey, to anyone who's listening right now who is intrigued by this program and really just wants to, you know, probably get into the space of business or probably want to upskill their business, what is it that you want to leave with them? Just any final words from your side on Standard Bank's behalf?
All I can say is that the SMEs or the entrepreneurs are actually people that are solving for problems in their societies. So we urge them to really apply for this. This is going to be great towards their growth vision, as well as them to really participate in getting this information for free. It's not that they are going to be paying anything. This is sponsored by Standard Bank because we deem this very necessary and important for small and medium enterprises to be really empowered with a lot of information as well as our financial literacy initiatives. Thank you very much.
Fantastic, Rodney. Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Okafor, yourself, the corporate hustler.
Yes,
are we going to keep that for LinkedIn?
No, not for LinkedIn.
All right. So any final words from your side, right? Perhaps I'm hearing about this. I'm just a listener. I'm finding myself in Ongwendiva, for example, or probably even Kitmans, really doesn't matter. And I'm hearing about this for the very first time. I've been contemplating about getting to the space of business, right? What would you leave with that person who is a little bit afraid to get into it in terms of what they can actually get from this program?
No, thank you for that. So I'm going to go. I like how you twisted the question. So I'm going to go slightly off script.
No problem.
To appeal to that one who might be in Grootfontein, in Kunene,
yes,
or wherever they may find themselves.
Mm.
This program really has three tracks.
Mm.
So there's a track A, which is specifically for formalized businesses, Standard Bank clients.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But Standard Bank's inclusive. When they say they drive, Namibia is our home, we drive her growth.
Yeah.
Track B and C covers your formalized businesses,
mm-hmm,
even if you've been trading out of your mom's garage.
Mm.
As long as you've been there 6 months a year, you have certain principles, right?
Mm.
But I think the beauty about this program is even if you're in the informal sector and you're already trading,
mm-hmm,
sometimes you just need this targeted learning intervention that
says, mm-hmm,
how do I grow my business maybe with an overdraft or qualify for a credit card? Because, for instance, interest, you can use your credit card interest-free for about 45 days. But a lot of our informals don't know that.
Wow.
And sometimes there's a barrier to qualification.
Mm.
So through this program, we'll be working very, very closely with Standard Bank personnel to understand that criteria that will make them qualify.
Mm.
So that's really what is unique about this particular program.
Mm.
The last thing I want to say, and to also share your word, Shekwan, side hustle, if you look at where we are as a country, entrepreneurship is one of the easiest and fastest way to unlock job creation.
Mm.
So we need to empower our entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
And I'm not sounding as a politician, but I'm more saying, you know, with NDP 6 now that has been
released.
You have the National Youth Fund that's now there. This is the time to be an entrepreneur.
Mm.
But you must be serious.
Mm.
So this program is for people who are serious, that want to make a difference,
mm-hmm,
want to scale their business and to create jobs.
Mm. Biggest takeaway from that is we're not here for vibes. Standard Bank and NIFA means business, right? So the time for you to stop playing small ends now. There are resources that you can tap into. Standard Bank and the NIFA Academy thought about you and they truly want to see you thrive, all right? Very simple. All you have to do is follow that is Standard Bank on their Instagram page, maybe even Facebook, but I can only speak for Instagram because I've been on it, right? You get on the Instagram page, Standard Bank Namibia, you click in the bio, the link is there to this SME masterclass, all right? I can send you the link as well. So reach out right now on 083-000-1029. Rodney Kotsia, you have business to do for Standard Bank in the North. I don't want to keep you any longer. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I truly, truly appreciate it. And thank you for that insightful session that we just had.
Thank you for having me.
All right, fantastic. All right, Rodney has to live his best life in the North. I actually miss the North, by the way. I used to live there for quite a while. But Arendse, thank you so much for being here and thank you for sharing everything that you shared with us. And I will continue to share the link with everyone. And any questions and queries that they have, they will obviously reach out to the NIFA Academy as well.
No, thank you, Shekwan. And listeners, keep on listening to Fresh FM.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you sound like you're media trained.
I've picked that up only in the last year and a half.
Is it?
Yes. You must be flexible.
Come on, you're doing a fantastic job, all right? So if you want that link, you're more than welcome to reach out right now on 083-001-0829, and I will share that with you immediately.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.